I'm in Bagshot and I'm at Primal Roost, which is a fantastic new cafe pantry, which is going to be open pretty soon. I say it's fantastic, but at the moment it's just a shell and a building site. And I'm talking to Kirsty, Jody and Lisa, who are the directors of this fantastic business. And they said to me a minute ago, oh, let's do the podcast outside because there's too much noise going on with the builders and everything. And I said, no. Let's stay in here because it adds to the ambience of what we're doing. And it really is just a shell and a building site in here at the moment. But I just wanted you to tell me, Jody, just because we've done a podcast already, but just update what this business is all about.
So Primal Roost is going to be a cafe and pantry. It'll be a place where you can come in and get healthy snacks, healthy meals, really good quality coffee, teas, and other drinks, as well as resources that you might want to be able to eat this way at home and the supplies that you'll need to take away with you to cook this way at home.
Cook what way? What is this? What is it? What is this lifestyle?
It's paleo. It's primal. It's eating naturally, getting back to nature, eating things that are unprocessed, eating things that are grain-free, dairy-free, eliminating all of the rubbish that's in your diet and getting back to eating natural, whole foods.
Right. Now, to some people, the layperson, that might actually sound quite disgusting. But actually, I've been round to your house, Lisa, when you cooked some of this food. And actually, it was amazing. It really was. While I was there a couple of weeks ago, talk us through just a couple of the things that we ate there.
So we had some coffee muffins. We had dips, hummus, but made paleo way. We had lots of crisp breads. We had salads, we had spicy nuts, we had soup. You name it, we can cook it, really.
I've got to say, I didn't need any dinner that night. I came away stuffed, to be honest with
you. Nor did we. But, you know, like you're saying, all this food that we were eating, it actually tastes fantastic. And people have this concept in their head that because it's healthy, it's not going to taste nice, it's not going to have much flavor. But when you look at, it's fantastic because the food that you normally eat on a regular basis has so much chemicals and flavorings and E numbers that gives it all these flavors that you're expecting. But have you ever noticed how fake they taste? They don't actually taste like anything real that you can pick up out of the ground or as a natural product and eat. So the flavors are real and they taste fresh and they taste fantastic, not artificial.
Now, we've got some builders noise in the background there. So if you hear any colourful language, typical builders, I'm not going to edit it out because, again, I think it adds to the ambience. But Kirsty, you are known in your little group here as the cook. And and I've got to say, I've been following some of the stuff that you've been putting on Instagram and I've tasted it as well. Amazing. Just now, on the day, we did a little video of you making some peanuts. Well, they weren't peanuts, They weren't peanuts. They were nuts with all sorts of amazing spices. And just talk us through that because it was so simple to make.
We did because I'm a mother of four children and they want snacks. They want treats. They're coming round to the paleo way of eating. But obviously for the last 8 years, they've been eating a diet like everyone else. So they want to have some snacks in their lunch. And it's easy to prepare snacks with lots of flavour that don't have all the rubbish in it. So it was just literally a selection of nuts in the oven with a selection of spices. I think we used coriander, cumin, just to give them a bit of flavour, just roasted, easy done. And a bit of rock salt. So that they've still got the flavour, but it's got lots of goodness in them for them as well.
Now, I said peanuts. They weren't that. There was cashews. What else was there?
Pecans, walnuts, almonds.
Yeah, and they were delicious. They really were delicious. And it was so easy to make.
It doesn't take long to prepare. I mean, mine love, obviously, they still love biscuits. It's just that we make them biscuits that are full of good things for them. They still like millionaire shortbread or carrot cake. They like all the treats. And they are treats. We don't have them every day. Yeah. But if they're going to have a treat, I'd rather they had a treat that was full of things that still gave them what they needed rather than full of sugar and stuff that just gives them bad attitude, if you ask me.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
Lots of attitude.
Well, I mean, we as a family are becoming more conscious, particularly about what we're giving our daughter to eat. And I've got to say as well that you go to the coffee shops, nothing against the big name chain coffee shops, don't want to get into slagging them off. But the thing is that the food that they serve up is high in calorie content, generally unhealthy, sweet muffins, paninis stuffed with cheese and all that sort of stuff. And I think a business like this is a refreshing change that you can come and have a good quality cup of coffee, but also eat something healthy along the way. What sort of things are you going to be selling here, Lisa?
So we're going to be selling on a daily basis three different salads, and with either chicken or a fish option. We're going to be selling baked goods that you would see if you walked in, would think they're probably exactly the same as what's in Costco, but it's cooked the way that we cook it. So we're going to have muffins and shortbreads and biscuits for the children. We're going to have amazing coffee from a local supplier, actually, that's organic. We've got tea, we're going to have soups, you name it, stews. Yeah, you name it. We will make sure that you're full up when you leave the building.
Okay, that sounds great. But also, you're going to be selling the ingredients so that people can take the maybe some of the ideas that they've seen here at Primal Roost and make them for themselves at home.
Yes, well, we have everything that you'd need in order to be able to do it. And the thing is, because we all eat this way at home, when people are trying to make the transition, we're here to talk to. So we can, you know, we understand what it's like to have children. We all have different age children, so at different stages trying to integrate this into our homes. So we can give you ideas as to, you know, what's something that your children might be happy to have. What's a good way to integrate this slowly? What little changes can you make? And these are specific products that, you know, just swap this out for now. Try this one, try that one. Recipe books, reference books, things to be able to take away to get this into your own home.
Okay. And I've got to say as well, there's a mixture of you that, in terms of how you live this lifestyle. So Lisa, you eat paleo primal because of health reasons.
Yes.
Okay, where the rest of you just do it because you want to be a bit healthier, but don't have it maybe 100%. I mean, your husband Ollie, Lisa, is a fitness fanatic. I mean, he has got the most incredible six-pack I've ever seen, to be honest with you. And that's from one man to another. I mean, just incredible. If you have a look at Ollie's Instagram, I mean, the guy is the fittest guy I've ever seen. But he doesn't... although he eats it, he doesn't eat it 100%, does he?
No, I would say that he's about 80-20. So 80% of the time he follows it, but 20%, like if we go out on a Friday night for dinner, I in a restaurant would ask for food a certain way because of health reasons, he would quite happily have a cheese board as a treat. So yeah, he doesn't follow it 100%, but definitely 80% of the time in the week.
Okay, now when are you guys looking to open the business? Because at the moment...
When
are we going to enjoy an opening here?
Well, we are aiming at this point for the end of June. Hopefully towards kind of that last weekend of June is our goal. We have our structural engineers and building regs coming in this week to tell us how much things we can change within the structure. And that'll give us a concrete idea as to whether that's a relevant and realistic time frame. So, yeah, hopefully by the beginning of July, we'll be here ready to roll with everybody here joining us.
Okay, and I'm really excited to be working with you guys on your media because you've got some exciting ideas. You're going to launch a podcast channel, a YouTube channel, and the whole idea is that there's going to be like a media empire, so to speak, around this cafe. So you're going to do regular how-to videos, discussions on the lifestyle, that type of thing, which I'm really excited to be involved with. And no doubt we'll be doing more updates of this going forward. Now, just before we wrap up, what's the web address?
www.primalroost.com.
Okay, and your Instagram, which I would definitely recommend people follow because it's incredible. At Primal Roost.
At Primal Roost, yeah. Okay, that's
the same for the Twitter.
And Facebook page, Primal Roost.
Yeah, and I've got to say, your social media is brilliant because there's been an incredible amount of buzz around it. You've obviously got a lot of friends and supporters because you launched your Facebook page and within days it had hundreds of followers, which is fantastic, and long may that continue. So I'm really looking forward to working with you guys and I can't wait for the next update. So thanks very much for taking part in the podcast.
Thank you.